podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Todd Wolfhurst. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Zoom and Zoom etiquette. We also have a very special guest in studio today, Ellie Wolfhurst. How are you today, Ellie?
I'm good.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about Zoom and Zoom etiquette. Do you know what that means?
Yep. So Zoom is basically just like Zoom calls, and then Zoom etiquette means like what you need to do for Zoom.
So that you're being a good Zoom guest, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, we've got a few items here that we're going to be talking about according to some of the Zoom etiquette guidelines. The first thing is you should mute yourself when you're what, Ellie?
When someone else is talking, you don't want to, when you're doing something, you don't want to interrupt anyone.
That's right. And why do you think it's important that we don't talk over other people and make sure that we mute ourselves?
Is because if other people are trying to listen and you're talking over them, it's hard for them to listen.
Yeah, that's a great tip. What's another great Zoom tip that you think that people should know?
I think people should turn on their cameras because people want to see you. Like my teacher, like when I turn off my camera, she's like, turn on your camera.
Now, why do you think that why do you think people want to see you when you're on a Zoom call?
Because if your teacher asks you to unmute yourself and people can't see you, they're going to be like, what?
So just knowing that you're there and knowing that you're paying attention to what they're saying.
Oh, yeah. Another great tip is to have good lighting, because if you don't have good lighting, people can't see you, just like the one that we just talked about.
Right. I think you're right. I think having good lighting, so making sure that people can see your face and your facial expressions, really helps people when you're on a Zoom call.
Yep-a-doodles.
These are really great tips, Ellie. Can you tell me some more things that you've learned about Zoom?
Yeah, so a really good thing that you need to know about Zoom is don't talk to people that you don't know. You just want to be safe. You don't want anyone to kidnap you. Even if you're young and you're talking to like someone who's really older than you. But that doesn't mean if you're like really old, you don't talk to like people you don't know.
That's a great advice, and that's good advice for anything, not just Zoom. We should only really talk to people that we know. Ellie, you've given us a lot of great tips about Zoom. What are some other tips that you have that your teacher tells you when you're, for class?
Be on time. What if you're not on time and your teacher marks you absent? You don't want to be absent, trust me.
Good advice. Definitely good advice. Being on time for your Zoom meetings is important. Is there anything else that you can think of, Ellie, that's really important when you're doing a Zoom call?
Well, is to wear appropriate clothing is because if you wear something that's not appropriate to your school, they'll get really mad at you.
Yeah, that's definitely great advice. Make sure whatever your work situation is or school situation that you're wearing something that is appropriate. You've certainly gave us some great tips around Zoom etiquette. Can you think of anything else that people should know before we wrap up this podcast?
So the last thing we're going to be talking about is don't have a distracting background, like a fish tank, for example. People will not look at the person who's unmuting. They'll just look at your background.
I think that's definitely a great tip as well. We should definitely have appropriate backgrounds. We don't want to see weird things behind somebody when they're trying to focus and talk.
Yes.
Well, thanks for being on this episode, Ellie. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Bye.
That'll do it for this episode of MIS. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. I may be just a